Believer Creators. Welcome to Believer Creator Radio. This is Rob Malone saying thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for tuning in. I know that there's probably a billion different things you can be doing right now. Your life's in chaos. You're overwhelmed. You just don't know how you're going to get it all done, but yet you chose to be with me. Awesome. Well, so let me ask you the all-important question. Are you ready to rumble? So, in yesterday's podcast, we talked about the emotional plea, right? And in how important it is to, did you tap into that emotion, okay? So now, once we tap into the emotion, all right, once we got them hooked in, we have to give them a message that keeps them there, right? That takes them through the journey, okay? Because remember, they first make their decisions with the emotion. Now they're going to make it with logic. And you're probably thinking, great, now this is when I put that I graduated first in my class, that I've won a billion cases, that my clients love me, that I've won over $1 billion in awards for little ladies and all that stuff. No! There is a place for that, but it is not in your process of creating believers. And why is it important to create believers? Because once you've created a believer, no other attorney will do. You become their only option. So we have to nurture them along a path. And nothing sucks people in quicker than a story, right? So you grab their attention, like we talked yesterday, with emotion. And now you want to tell them a story, right? You tell them a little story about Little Red Riding Hood. No, we don't talk about Little Red Riding Hood. Well, you could, but that wouldn't be effective. What we want to do is we want to tell them a hero's journey. Ah, a hero's journey. What is that? Well, there was a guy named Joseph Campbell who was studying a lot of different stories throughout the ages, you know, looking at like the Iliad and the Odyssey, you know, maybe looking at like the Prince and the Pauper, Dickens, you know, Christmas Carol. And he noticed that all of these stories, all stories that lasted the test of time, had a hero's journey. And that they're just abbreviated, basically what happens, there's a hero, all right? And he is thrown into a situation. Now, he could be reluctantly. It may be he's an adventurer. It may be he's a leader. He may be a victim, all right? Or it could be a combination thereof, sometimes two of those, rarely more than two. But now he or she is in this journey, all right? And there's a problem. There's a conflict. They are searching resolution, all right? But it's not that easy, right? They go through a series of trials and tribulations, and it's just like, oh, just when you think they've got it, no, they don't. And then, you know, victory is you know, grasped away, or, you know, they're just getting so close, but just can't quite grab it. Then something happens, okay? Typically, it's a mentor, right? It could be an event. It's often an epiphany, right? Something happens. There's some kind of external thing, or unless in the case of an epiphany, an internal realization that gives them the secret, the answer. This is how I'll resolve it. And they go out and they use this. They create a plan, right? And it's kind of like, it's almost like a point of no return, right? All of a sudden, they decide, we're going to do this, yo, and they burn the ships and burn the bridges, and they go after it, and it's either going to kill them or they're going to win. So, but it's not that easy, right? They have one last conflict, right? One last demon they have to overcome, and here's the interesting part, they may or may not conquer it, okay? They may or may not conquer the external thing, but there is an internal journey going on as well. And they will overcome that. They will conquer that internal, you know, conflict. They will come to that resolution. So whether it is, Ulysses in the Iliad, the Odyssey, who goes through, you know, is on his voyage to Troy to get back Helena, and all the trials and tribulations from the Cyclops to the Sirens, you know, all these different things he has to go through until he finally gets there and rescues his lovely wife, okay? Or whether it's Luke Skywalker, right? Farm boy on some distant planet who is summoned. Actually, he's not summoned, but old Ben Kenobi is summoned to help Princess Leia. And all of a sudden, we have a reluctant hero who is thrown into the midst of this galactic battle. And he has a mentor of Obi-Wan Kenobi. And, you know, they go through several tribulations. And then finally, there's the one last battle where he takes out the Death Star by shooting his little torpedo in the hole the size of a wombat without the, you know, without the aid of the computers, right? And so the external victory was, he destroyed the Death Star. The internal victory was he trusted the Force, right? Turned off the computer, trusted the Force. So you can see if you start looking at movies, and I hope I didn't ruin them, but you'll see this pattern repeat over and over again. So you need a hero's journey. It doesn't have to be you. It could be a client, right? You don't necessarily have to use their real name, right? And you don't have to give specific details. I understand I'm not telling you to violate the attorney-client privilege, right? But to relate a story of someone who went through a journey. And ideally, this would be someone who is the ideal client you want, right? Whether that be a type of case, whether it be a type of person, right? A type of injury, claim, whatever, that you take someone through that journey and you have all those points. So anyway, we will talk further and more about the hero's journey, but this is one of the very important elements to create believers. So with that, it's a little over 7 minutes. We're going to wrap this thing up and we will leave you, or I will leave you with a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, "Do the thing and you shall have the power." Well, my believer creators, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for tuning in. I enjoyed the time with you. Go out, crush it, and carpe diem.